Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever. That's vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever to get started today.
First tip of all that blew my mind was how much quality you can increase when you just wipe your camera lens on your phone.
Before we get into today's episode, I want to offer you a free service and a free gift. Yes, a free gift. You're a loyal Best Ever listener. You deserve free gifts. And it's from our Best Ever partner, Secure Pay One, the landlord helper. So are you a landlord or investor who's self-managing? Well, if you're self-managing, is that the best way to scale your business? And are you fulfilled by self-managing, or would you rather be doing other stuff with your time? Like, I don't know, scaling your business, scaling your portfolio, making more money, bringing more rentals, rental income coming in because you're acquiring more properties. If you want to scale, if you're not getting fulfilled by self-managing, then here comes a free service. Here comes a free gift. Linda Liberatore, you know her, episode 714. I interviewed her about her best ever advice, talked to her about her company, which is the solution to your problem, Secure Pay One, the landlord helper. They handle the phone calls, they handle the rent collections, they handle late payment reminders, they handle the lease violation notices, everything from the text messages, reminders, all the way to collecting the ACH payments. Linda's team will help you scale your business, whether you got 500 units or even a handful of units. Go to mylandlordhelper.com/Joe. That's mylandlordhelper.com/Joe. They're going to give you a free 30-minute goal strategy session. They'll give you free setup and the first 30 days free. mylandlordhelper.com/Joe. Again, if you are self-managing and you're not fulfilled by self-managing, and you agree that there's a better way to scale your business, scale your investments, then go to mylandlordhelper.com/Joe. Take Linda and her team up on their generous offer of giving you a trial and a strategy session to see if it's right for you. mylandlordhelper.com/Joe. Best ever listeners, how you doing? Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless. This is the world's longest running daily real estate investing podcast. We only talk about the best advice ever. We don't get into any fluffy stuff. I hope you're having a best ever weekend. And because it is Sunday, we got a special segment, Skill Set Sunday. You know what it is. You're a loyal best ever listener. And on Skill Set Sunday, we talk about a specific skill that you can acquire or hone depending on where you're at in your skill set. So by the end of our conversation, you're going to be able to have this skill either honed or help you hone it or acquire a new one. And today we're going to be talking about how to make your videos pop. So make the videos that you take for your investors, for people who want to buy the house, to sell the house, whatever, as well as how to get the word out via design and social media. And we've got an expert with us who will talk to us about that, Tabitha Caro. How are you doing, Tabitha?
Hey, Joe. I am doing good and very happy to be here.
Well, nice to have you on the show. And a little bit more about Tabitha. She is a full-time certified teacher and owner of Smartphone Marketing School. Her company is in the curriculum design business. She's got a blog and a membership site. You can say hi to her at her website, which is her name, TabithaCaro.com, and that's in the show notes link. But with that being said, Tabitha, before we dive into the topic at hand, will you give the best ever listeners a little bit more about your background and your focus right now?
Sure. I am originally a teacher and I have my degree and my master's degree in elementary education. That's currently what I'm doing right now. And I will be taking a break from a 13-year teaching period this summer. But along the way, over the past 6 or 7 years, I began to start developing my own curriculum, basically my own online digital resources that other teachers can use. And there's a website called teacherspayteachers.com where we can upload our resources, all of us fellow teacher entrepreneurs, and sell them. So that's where I first got into business, totally did not know at all what I was doing. And it took me probably several years before I realized, besides just creating, I probably should be marketing what I'm creating as well. And so I was trying to do it with professional photos with a camera, and I was learning how to make my videos on Adobe Premiere software on a desktop. And it was a lot of learning curve for me and a lot of stress. And once I got the iPhone 5, I've always been an iPhone person. Nothing against Android. I'm sure they're awesome. I just never had those. I always started with iPhone. And so when the 5 came out, the camera was getting pretty awesome. And I started to just transfer over all the video photos and designs I was doing via camera and desktop software. I started to be able to just do it all on my phone, which was really awesome. By the time I got the iPhone 6, the video camera quality was great as well. And I was doing YouTube videos, talking head videos, product videos, and now I would just use my phone. So I'd bypass everything. I would film with my phone, I'd edit with my phone, and then I usually still upload to my desktop and post from there. The quality still seems to be better that way. And as I was doing this, I'm in the small niche of teacher entrepreneurs. We're not that small anymore, but if you're not in our little world, you're probably like, I didn't even know that existed, but we have millionaires in our group and everything, all that have made their money through this website, just selling what they make and using their classroom. So people would ask me, well, how are you doing this? You're just doing this on your phone. I can't believe it. And I got to speak at one of our TPT presentations on smartphone marketing. And I just realized that I could feel that little passion burning inside about this topic. And I just found such an obsession with trying to mimic visual marketing that is usually done through a complicated process just on my phone. And that was, wow, that was 2 years ago. This summer will be 2 years ago since I did that presentation. And from then on, I was like, I want to really start focusing on this and seeing if this is content that would help other business owners that need to promote online. And so I just gradually started with Instagram account, then website, then I started a membership, and it has just gone really well. And it is just a major obsession. I can't stop being on my phone, like trying to learn new apps, combine apps, just make sure I'm using my phone to the best of its ability to really produce. Now you can produce awesome visuals to market whatever it is that you're promoting or selling online. So that's where I am right now.
Well, you've piqued my curiosity, that's for sure. And I'd love for you to talk through the types of apps that you use and the process that you undertake to have visually striking video and pictures with your iPhone.
Totally. So for me, it starts off, if you're just going at level one, it's working on your photography and starting to understand. You do have to understand a little bit about lighting, but with natural lighting and all that, you should be fine. And I know that for your audience, the best ever listeners, you're probably wanting to do a lot of outdoor and indoor videos. Indoor, you got to keep that consideration that things are well lit, but really natural light should be fine. When you're outdoors, on an iPhone, and I don't know Android, but there is a HDR feature, and that's very helpful when you have very bright light and then you're having these shadows. It really helps balance out the contrast between the light and dark in those photos. So that's just a tip that I'm thinking off the top of my head that would be helpful.
So when you're outside and there are shadows, which I would think there'd usually be shadows, and you're doing a video, then make sure you click the HDR option and turn it on, not on auto. I'm on my phone now. It's set to off.
Right. You need to set it on, and it is going to be just for photo.
Okay, that's photo. Sorry.
That's photo. But when I open mine right here, the HDR is white. You need to tap it. And then it has auto, or you can set it to on. But any outdoor pictures where you've got bright light and it's going to have shadows, what you have is extreme light variations. And so oftentimes it just doesn't look good. But when you have the HDR tapped on, it really helps kind of balance and regulate that and actually makes those pictures oftentimes look amazing. And that's right within the iPhone camera roll that you can do that.
Why not auto instead of on?
I think you could totally do auto. If you know that you're outside, I would make sure and put it on if it's a bright sunny day. But apart from that, yeah, auto, I think you can trust your phone, hopefully. Okay.
I wonder why it's set to off.
Because typically you're not going to use that. You're typically inside or there's just different environments all the time. And HDR is really when you're often just outside and you don't want to take it when there's movement. That often doesn't work well either. But I'm thinking if you're taking pictures of the outside of a house, you don't have movement. So I think it would be a perfect opportunity. And that may be something in settings you could automatically put on. But if you're going to also then go inside the house and take pictures, you would not want to use HDR.
Makes sense.
So another thing for photos, once again, this is iPhone, but you can lock your focus on if there's a focal point, whether you're kind of far away from the house and you want to make sure that the focus is sharp on the house. If you just press down on the screen where the house is located or whatever focal point, you'll get this yellow outline square that will blink a couple of times and then it will just stay there. And that is going to automatically lock the focus and the exposure to wherever you pressed on, which will keep that area sharp and clear, and the surrounding area can be less clear, which sometimes is a desired effect. And then you also have this little slider to the right of that square that if you go up, it will help increase exposure, which will brighten up your pictures. I think this would be a great tip when you're inside the house and maybe you don't have full lighting that would be desired, then make sure you lock your autofocus and exposure and then just swipe the slider up a little bit to get in more light. Then that's all within the camera roll and it usually does an amazing job right there without having to go to an editing app.
This is the first interview I've done in like over 1,000 where as you're talking, I'm like actually implementing it immediately. I'm like playing along with you as you're talking. I'm like, yep, there it is.
Well, it's funny because I've started doing podcast interviews over the past few months and the last one was the same way because it is something you kind of need to do and show. And this is all audio. So the last guy said, make sure you're not driving while you're applying. So that is a good tip. Right. Best ever listeners, wait till you're somewhere safe to try out these tips.
What else we got?
Basically, I suggest building up first your photos. If you're brand new to any type of photo design and video editing, build up some photos. Then you could just create a slideshow. And one app I will recommend, I think I'm going to recommend three apps, excuse me. There's an app called Quik, and it's Q-U-I-K without the C. This is actually from GoPro. This is their app that they bought out from a developer to go along with their GoPro camera, but it is really amazing if you need to do text overlays. So maybe you need to highlight the amenities in your photos of what the house provides. There's a tiny bit of a learning curve, but compared to any other video editing app, it's pretty simple. If you have any experience at all with iMovie or something like that, you should be able to catch on quickly, and it just does it all for you, and it's pretty flashy. You can't add your own audio, like voiceover. You can include audio if you were talking as you were videoing. You can include it, but it's more for just layering text on your videos and photos. That's actually a very smart type of video to make if you're posting this on social media because most platforms mute the volume anyway. So oftentimes it's pointless to be talking because nobody's even listening to the volume. They're just reading whatever you have presented. Yep. So the Quik app is a great one. Adobe Spark video app. is really cool because it actually kind of tells you what to do. And they have different formats. I'm not sure if there's one so geared towards what your audience does, but there are definitely marketing video type templates. And it really tells you, okay, take a picture like this, and then you have different themes. They really put it all together for you. The only thing is if you use the phone version, and this is not available for Android, Quick is available for Android, but not Adobe Spark Video. If you use the phone version, they keep their watermark at the end, so you can't legally remove it if you do it on your phone. But they have a desktop version, you do have to pay. And so you could access whatever you do on your phone on the desktop version and make sure to get rid of their watermark if you wanted to. And then Animoto is the last one. These are all really just taking photos and bringing them to life into video. And Animoto is one that will do that as well. The app will just do slideshow.
So Quick is good for text overlays. Adobe Spark Video, it tells you how to edit the photo. And what's the main reason why we would use Animoto?
Animoto, it's just another top name app. It's also a website version as well, but it has these prearranged templates with the transitions, the background. You can also add text as well. It's kind of like Quick. I think Animoto is easier than Quick, but Quick, you get more control as far as like trimming. So if you already have a little bit of understanding of video editing, I would prefer Quick. I always go to Quick over Animoto. Now, they have a whole business type platform, but it's only desktop. And since I'm smartphone marketing school, I don't use it, but I know that it has more bells and whistles, but you also have to pay pretty big bucks. And I'm really kind of all about being as minimalist as I can with what I use. So basically those three are great. And I think just start with one that sounds interesting to you. Mm-hmm. And that may be all you need. You don't have to get complicated. Just master one. And then that can be your go-to app whenever you need to put photos together and your video clips, because these apps will do both.
That's outstanding. And so those are for photos and videos. That's what you walked us through?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Real quick, any tip on having a high-quality video?
Yes. When you go to video, first off, I'm going very basic because I know what
I... you're stupid. No, I'm kidding.
No, because I am stupid and I know what I had to learn just 2 years ago. And my husband, he's very bright and he gets all of this. And so he kind of has to guide me along the way. But first tip of all that blew my mind was how much quality you can increase when you just wipe your camera lens on your phone. And the first time my husband told me that, I was so frustrated. If your photos and videos are blurry, cloudy, you probably have a dirty camera lens because we don't ever think to wipe it. So just use your shirt, whatever, and wipe it. And then that's a big thing to do first off. Then what I already shared about pressing on the screen to lock your focus and exposure, you can also do that. I'm not sure if it would be a great thing to do if you're panning or whatever like that. But if you're actually going to talk in front of the camera or if you're videoing just a set spot, it's definitely something you want to do to kind of increase that focus on your focal point. When you go to settings in iPhone and go to photos and camera, when you go down, when you're in photos and camera, and I apologize, this is just iPhone, but you'll see this section that says camera. And you want to make sure where it says record video, when you tap on that, I would definitely choose 1080p HD at 30 frames per second. That's the one in the middle. 720 now is too low. I think if you have the capability on your phone to go higher, but you don't need to go ridiculously high unless you want to. Now on my iPhone 7 Plus, we can do 4K, but I never deal with that because your video is going to be so large to deal with. And it just depends on the intended purpose. But if you're just doing a quick show demonstration of a house, then I would say keep it at 1080p HD. And that you can check in your settings. And if you end up getting the iPhone 7 Plus, they have that new portrait mode, which is for photos only. but that also does kind of this blurred background. And it might work for your best ever listeners if they're wanting to focus on something, but for just general broad photos, it might not be helpful, but it's super cool for portrait. And so honestly, if you need a new headshot, some of my fellow members have taken amazing headshots of themselves using this portrait mode, and it has that blurred background that looks like they had it done professionally with a DSLR camera. So that's something to consider too. If you're like, wow, this headshot is from 5 years ago, I don't look the same. Honestly, if you have a recent smartphone, there's really no reason you can't take a decent professional photo of yourself now right from your smartphone.
Those are some practical tips for anyone who uses their iPhone camera for their business, which is, I'd say, 90% of the listeners who are listening to the show. One other question I have for you as far as social media platforms, and now that we've got this amazing content, how we promote it, and we don't have a lot of time, so real quick, what are some tips to increase our exposure on social media platforms that you have?
If you're presenting houses or whatever, that's visual and that's awesome. And that's what is grabbing everybody right now. So I would say Instagram, Facebook, those would be great platforms. And everybody's on Facebook. If you choose one, choose Facebook because that's where everybody is. And I would honestly, if you're brave, and you don't have to be brave either, start trying Facebook Live. You know, you need to have a Facebook page. And when you're ready to show a house, there is nothing like being live in person, going through a house. I'm not sure if that would be something that some of your audience would need or could use, but I could see that being an amazing opportunity. Right now, Facebook is really promoting Facebook Live and giving it more priority in feeds. So I would definitely give that a try. And then just anything visual, if you can think of any reason to do time lapse, you have that setting within the camera roll, within your camera and iPhone. Time lapse videos are very engaging. You've probably seen this kind of like repetitive loop type video that is the Boomerang app. And even if you just show yourself and your colleagues or something doing something silly and saying, hey, come to the open house or check this out or whatever, Boomerang type is just a looping video. It catches 3 seconds of your movement and repeats it, and it just looks fun and it really grabs people's attention. I think more than quality, Facebook and Instagram, these social media accounts are really giving priority to posts that are authentic, that are real, that are fun. Mm-hmm. So honestly, just be creative in how you can grab people's attention. And don't worry if your audio was not the best or whatever. If you are being personable and just bringing some kind of angle that's interesting within your video or photo, it's going to do really well right now.
So many practical tips. Everything that came out of your mouth was a practical tip, and that's amazing. We really enjoyed our conversation. Where can the best ever listeners get in touch with you, Tabitha?
Well, on Instagram, you can find me at Smartphone Marketing School. That would be the easiest place. If you are interested in, if you're a course taker, I have some free courses at courses.tabithacaro.com. And they kind of give you more tutorials and insight into what you can really do on your phone for. There's one on video, and then there's one on just basics, productivity, getting storage, starting to do text on photo designs, and some animated text video as well. So if you're wanting to do social media, there's a course there called Couch Hustlers, and it's free because when you have your smartphone, you can get a lot of hustling done on your couch, which that's my favorite spot. I don't know about everybody else, but it's amazing now what you can do, and you're not breaking your neck bent over a desktop. You're just doing it right from your phone.
I love it. Well, Tabitha, thank you for being on the show and educating us on how to get better pictures and better quality videos and how to get more exposure in social media, from the little yellow box focus thing to the settings we should have on our video to the apps that you recommend, quick Adobe Spark video and Animoto. Wonderful, practical stuff. Thanks for being on the show. Hope you have a best ever day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate being here.
Are you an investor who self-manages, talks to your residents, collects checks, and handles all the day-to-day tasks? Well, there's a better way, best ever listener, and guess what? That better way is SecurePayOne. SecurePayOne, the landlord helper, will have conversations over the phone with your residents whenever there's an issue, and the residents can pay you directly. So schedule your free trial and 30-minute session today at mylandlordhelper.com/Joe. That's mylandlordhelper.com/Joe. Are you ready to close more deals and officially seal your financial freedom? The Dwellin Show with Ola Dantas discloses the most innovative real estate investing strategies to kickstart your quest to financial freedom. Go listen at www.dwellin.com/show. That's dwellyn.com/show.